Simon Kuf Gimel Sif Aleph. The Oymed Bitfila, we Yotzim and Menaruach Milamat. The person was davening and he passed gas, so the Lachzi can't daven in order to the circumstances. So Mountain Ashiach Lahareach, Machazum is Bavos. He has to pause until the smell dissipates and then he continues to daven. Okay. That's Sif Aleph. Let's see Sif Beis. Bikesh lotzes mina reich milamata benitzar harbe. So in Sif Aleph, the Toma Keser, it happens. He passed gas. That was a fact. Second Sif, you're not supposed to pass gas in the middle of tefillah, but he had this tremendous, he was in pain from holding in the gas. He finds it difficult to hold on to himself, not to pass the gas. Okay. He has to step back four amas. And he passes the gas. And he pauses, he waits until the smell dissipates. And he says the following phrase. And he's actually going to say this in the middle of davening. He says, Rabbanu Olamim, Yitzatonu Nekavim Nekavim Chalolim Chalolim. You created us as such, with these openings and closings. Golui B'yadu Lefanecha Cherpasenu Klimasenu. You're aware of our embarrassment. And that's true now. It's true after our death as well. Then he goes back to his spot. He goes back to the bracha where he was holding. The Shabbat says you don't. So he goes back to the beginning of that bracha. I'll go by El Simon Pehe. So send you back over there. That if the pause was enough time, that he would be clearing Merkula. It took a long time for the smell to dissipate, so then he'd have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, that the Ramah Yesham the Kol Zeh Myri. Okay, Kishim Mispalu Bebeisa. So a person davening at home. So we say step back four amas. So you stepped away from the makom of the tefillah. Pass the gas. Wait till the air clears. Say the tefillah, and then go back to your spot. Alba kashim ispalo b'tzibur. The habrile biyush gadol. Doing this will look very strange, and people will realize what he did, and the whole thing is very embarrassing. Gein tarach laharchid klal lacharov. Begam lo yermer haribon. So he doesn't say the tefillah haribon. He doesn't step back. He waits till the gas passes, the smell passes. Okay. Mishnah Berurah on Sivkot Aleph Hareach. So once he passed the gas, the Mekar also feel about the Ritar, Kilabas, Emanine tests, if tests. So that now creates a status that he's not allowed to continue to daven. Once he passes the gas, until the smell dissipates. Once it does, chazer mispavel base. Helen welcome shaposa. It goes back to where he paused. Filo shaw achra shaposa kareach. By the tear of hoy, could I leave merkuloi? Even though the pause caused him to reach a state that it was the equivalent of the total time. Killing Merkuloi. Now, the case was over here, he paused after the reach stopped. So, Hayim Hayim Ritzel, Hayim Espala Miyacha Pasak. But if the time it took to take for the smell to dissipate was Killing Merkuloi, there's very slow moving air or very quick davening, right? So then he'd have to go back to the beginning. But if the reach stopped, and then he, you know, till he started again, he continued to pause. That pause is not a pause of earnest, because he could have davened. So that doesn't, that's not mitzarev to the calculation of the time. Ramah passed, and you only go back to the beginning if the interruption was due to an oinus, which is forcing him to interrupt. So if over here the smell caused him to interrupt for 2 minutes, and then he continued to pause for another two or 3 minutes, whatever reason, but that wasn't oinus. In that circumstance, so the total time it takes him to damash an essay, but it wasn't all because of an oinus, he does not go back to the beginning. So on this din, the bezayin tzarich lomar haribon, the kotsa besipes, the shein marchik is a nicker boshter b'kli masoy, ken shekotsa b'gola kamon besipes. So the rebbeinu lomar is expressing our embarrassment. Part of the embarrassment is the fact that he has to step out. But over here he didn't have to step out, or he didn't step out. Or he's past the gas, so there's no luck of stepping out at that point in time. So there's no, you do not say the tefillah rebbeinu lomar.
It seems confusing because he seems to be going on the sefer with the mother. That if he's at home, he's stepping by himself, then he doesn't step out. But in shul,
no. Since in shul, the case of stepping out is a case where he knew beforehand that he's going to pass. In this case, in Sefer Aleph, it just it came out. So in a case where he knows he's going to, so he steps back, the Dalet Amos, passes the gas, and then he says rebbeinu lomar, because the process of stepping out. But in case you're not stepping out, i.e., like this Ramah says in Sebeis, he was in shul. Over here, wherever he was, since it just happened, she didn't step back, she wouldn't say to run away. Gimel. So let's say he has a situation where he feels like he can't hold on to the, he can't do it, and he can't control himself anymore. Ben Yochel. If he can control himself, he has to control himself. Okay. Now, it's Balta Shaksu, a person who's holding in his bodily needs, it's Balta Shaksu. He's refraining from removing the waste of his butt from his body, but controlling himself from flatulating, that's not called Balta Shaksu. Nearly dunk upon him, is a tefillin and not kon shloyim menachem on the kaiman kiyosu lafich betefillin. It's a separate issue. You're not allowed to be mafich when a person is wearing tefillin, so you'd have to move the tefillin, the shalyad and the shalrosh, out of their place. Okay, so he steps back, Dalet Amos. Acharav, the binan shiyaponov neged amokim sheischal dispal. He should step backwards, means he should remain facing where he came from. Why? Laharis shiritza adayin lachshel letfilosay. So it has to be nicker from the way he's doing it that he plans to come back. And therefore, if he looks at him with a funabosser, he moves forward or to the sides. You don't have that. He's not focusing on the place where he came from anymore. It's behind him or to his side. So it doesn't look like he's trying to come back. And the argument passes on that is that that minimizes the interruption. So wait. Then he steps back, passes the gas, pauses until the smoke goes away. Then he says, "Reborn." Besuchat Tua says in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So, how is that okay? Teretz is the Musekis Vo'imedis Kvar Ayedei Haruach Fichach Yochol Lahavzik Nami Ba'Loimer Davi Zebemsa. There is, in a certain sense, the fact that he passed the gas out of his body. That itself is a form of Hafzik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, it's not considered that he's adding a new layer of interruption by saying the tefillah.
Walked backwards and passed.
V'chazalim karmai, vav. V'chayadim hiskim the last servant the yachshalim karmai kadam ribon. Chayadim says that the order is he comes back forward and then he says the tefillah ribon. So he goes back to Makom Shepasach, to the place where he interrupted. The Lechara, Kavod, Tfilas, Abracha, Shepasach, but he should go back to the beginning of that Bracha, Kilkamon, Sif, Kuftal, Sif, Hey. Vayan, the Kamon, Mashak, Sav, Nusham, Lalacha, B'Shem, Acharnim. In the case of, let's say, a person interrupted by speaking, etc., there are cases of types of interruptions. So, does he go back to the... does he have to go back to the the beginning of the bracha, or does he continue exactly where he left off? So that's a machlokes later on. Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about that. Then he says, "Why only Elba Simon Pehe? What's in Simon Pehe? Ritz Alarm, then he's Barashom. Over there, it clearly indicates the im Shokre Limur Eskula Chayzul Rosh. If this pause was enough time to force him to pause, enough time he could have done the whole thing from beginning to end, so then he had to go back to the beginning. Yes. Because of a bat, Afkim Shahia, Hoya Yere, Huitushim, Reacha Noit of Levat. So if you're calculating the time, so there's a 3 steps back, the 3 steps forward, there's Ribbon Alamim, and there is the smell issue, the passing of the gas and the smell. So it's only relevant to calculate the time over here, the passing of the gas and the smell, not the stepping forward, the stepping back, and the tefillah. In a case where he's davening in shul, but he doesn't step back, he doesn't say the ribbon. Gam lo yermar tes. Would it be proper in the circumstances that he should think the Ribbon HaOlamim without saying it? Okay, Gimel. Hamis'atesh b'tfilosai. If a person lets out air during his tefillah, milamata simon rala, milamala simon yafalai. See, if it's down below, a person passes gas, that's considered a simon ra. A person passes gas from his mouth, and when he burps, simon yafalai. Yod, hamisatesh, yesham adafka b'shem fich, b'kol, it's all referring to that it happened b'kol. Magaram b'chalak, the huad in b'liko, magam azet sarag l'harchik b'kanal. The difference in whether it came out with sound or not, regards to the law of interruptions, etc. Simikub Dalad, Shalola Havsik Bitfila. Okay, so that was an extraordinary case where we were allowing, you know, in Sif Beis, we were allowing some element of interruption. And in general, the halacha is Simikub Dalad, Lo Yavsik Bitfila, Tfilosai. A person should not interrupt his Tfilo. Vafila Melch, Yisrael Shal, Bishlomo, Lo Yishivano. Even if the king of the Jews, who will not threaten his life for the lack of response, asks him what he's doing, he doesn't respond. How is he doing? He doesn't respond. Abba Melech, Rabbi Gelulim, the Melech was not Jewish, Imapshal of the Katzer, if it's possible, when he anticipates that the king is going to be coming near him, to shorten the brachas. How so? So he'll say, you know, to take the king, move slowly. See, I have, he estimates I have a few minutes left. So he would start saying each bracha, the first line, and the last line and the chasima, cutting out a lot of the paragraphs, or minimizing a lot of the paragraphs better. So if they could do that, he should do that. Yikatzer. If it's possible he could walk away, he should walk away. The Melech Akum is coming near him. It's better he should step away. As we mentioned before, that walking during Shemoneh Esrei is considered less of an issue than talking during Shemoneh Esrei. So stepping away to not be in the line of this king coming, and he doesn't have to respond, is better than staying where he is and having being forced to respond. Maybe Yafshalo, if that's not possible, if he's forced to stay where he is, um, So that situation, the halacha is yafsik. He would interrupt. If he has no choice, he would interrupt to answer the melech akum because of the potential threat of danger to his life. Okay. Mishabur. To cut an olive. So he said, lo yafsik b'ti losik. Well, this is halacha lo yafsik. If he liber means about alma also, this is not only walking, it's not talking, it's not pausing, it's also pointing, hinting, etc. The one exception, if I don't quiet the child, it's going to distract me from all the Mishmon Esrei. So the tzarich of the Mishmon Esrei, I'm allowed to try and calm the child down with my hands. If he's not able to do that, so Yarchik is atzma mimenu below yedaber imo. He's not allowed to talk to the child in Lashon Esrei, so he can't calm the child down. So he should step away if possible. And he should be able to focus on Lashon Esrei. Come back to the child afterwards.
What the child?
I don't remember which. I don't know what sentence you're referring to, so I can't answer your question. I said a lot of things.
Just now,
I said a lot of things. Chinod nichbot shoyim betvila. Mashiv esir mamten alav amiras kadosh kedusha. You have a situation where there's a person which the tzibur is waiting for, and who ain't a merutza bekach shemtinu alav. This is disturbing him. It's distracting him because he's worried about. He doesn't want them to wait for him, and it's taking away his concentration. So he can indicate that situation because that's distracting him. So you can't say that there's an issur of remez, which is a form of distraction. But anyway, you're distracted. So they allowed him in that situation. So to signal to the shots to continue and not wait for him. Okay. So you should not interrupt for the Melech Yisrael. I feel a welcome hefset moment, ain't little hefset. Even though it's going to cause him a loss of money, he should not interrupt. Kosav chayodim. Mr. Berg mentioned this chayodim earlier. How many tefillah when he's topic based at din? Eich yispal. He's holding middle of Shemnesser, and he realizes he's not clear of the loch of how he's supposed to proceed. He forgot something. He's not sure if he's supposed to go back. He's supposed to fill it in later on. What he's supposed to do? He's allowed to leave his place, go to a specific place, and look at a sefer. Which means, Hashem means he holds that you can't start walking around the shul looking for the sefer. If you know that the sefer is in a specific place, so you know where to find it. She not interrupt, go find the safer and look over the safer and get a psak and then continue. And we discussed then our pashas, he would not go back to where he was standing before, he would continue from where the physical place where he's standing now.
The advantage of using a sitter that has a help is a lachas on that. Or in the sitter.
Right, so that would have, that'd be advantage of that. Correct. Imuta Lishaladin, Tsarhin. What about he can't find a sefer, but he wants to ask a shayla? So Shabura says he's not sure. We're near a lead the mutter. Is that to Mishabura? That it would seem to Mishabura the maisa lachal maisa that it's mutter. I actually had this happen to me once. A person came to Milashman Esrei, asked me a lachal shayla. So I was like, it didn't hit me till afterwards. Like, you know, he's Milashman Esrei.
Where if the rabbi's in the village?
No, no, that you can't do, yeah.
You will arrive him. Arrive him, so is that.
No. No, 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 no. If the melech is a goy, who had an honest alma, Mishar Shemi Yargeno. Or there's a person who's an honest, he's a strong armed fellow who is dangerous, so he might react with anger and kill him. You're allowed to interrupt. And he said, if you have an option of being Makatzer, you should be Makatzer. If you have an option of walking away, you should walk away. If it's possible to walk away. So what's the option? What's better? Is it better to continue Shemot Esrei the full length, walking away, or is it better to be Makatzer the brachas and say it where you are? In a case where that's an option of being Makatzer, that's a better option than walking. That's a pribachal nel yirav. Pribachalim kosev yeshishashim is the mashal to halicha l'tzarech tefillah lo havi hefsek. In other words, they're assuming that halicha, like we said before, that halicha is like your last resort type of a thing. Maybe a little while you're walking around. So if I have an option of being makatzer, that would take precedence over walking, because that's a form of hefsek. And he's saying, no, it could be that that's not true. That seems to be the machlokes. Okay. If all the solutions fail, if there's no other option, then Yafsek interrupts. So he's allowed if that's it, he's allowed to greet the person because he's afraid the person's reaction might be dangerous. And for sure, you're allowed to respond to it. The point is that the heter is not only to allow you to respond, it's to allow you to say lechatchila. He can actually greet the person who he thinks is dangerous, a dangerous fellow might threaten his life. He can greet that person in Milas Shemot Esrei. Okay. So he was davening, and an animal was coming straight, or a wagon was coming straight at him. So yitim in a derech v'lo yafsik. So the best thing to do is to step aside. Don't say, tell him stop. You're talking Milas Shemot Esrei, right? Move aside. So in only this scenario would we allow you to step away, but there's no other option which we have where you're allowing you to step away. With the exception of the extra bakashas that we say at the end, then to move because of a valid purpose would be mutter. Mr. Berson gives some examples. Even though he's in danger that the animal or the wagon might attack, come straight at him. If it's possible to move to the side, it's better than calling out. What would he say? He would say, tell somebody to hit the animal to scare the animal away, or he would tell somebody to tell the driver of the wagon to move away or whatever. So that's what he would say. So he's saying, since you have an option of stepping aside, that's better than interrupting. It's better than interrupting and saying something. B'shas ma'isa. Binyan acher. One second, Zion. Where is that?
It's talking about the Zohar.
Binyan acher, there it is. Otherwise, we do not allow you to move from your place. Yin Archav and Simon Sadi Sivchav Zion. Simon Sadi Sivchav Zion is Shani, Shutarach HaTvila. The one exception, the case where a child had relieved himself and you need to step aside to move away from the Isser, so that's the Tzarech. There you're moving to facilitate Tvila. Here you're moving to facilitate Hefsik. So the moving to facilitate tefillah, that's as I'm sure saying, Shulat Tzarech Tefillah, that's Mutter.
Why isn't this the Tzarech Tefillah? To move out of the way of the wagon, you want to stay in your tefillah.
Well, the reason why you're moving is because of danger, not because of tefillah.
It does not make your adin that it's Usser, in the case with the Tzelah, it's...
You said over there's a halacha problem, so... You can't daven, so you need to move away to be able to daven. Over here, you can daven. Terrence says, "What? You're worried about the danger, so you need you're moving because of the danger, not because of the davening." So otherwise, in lots, you should not leave your spot. That they move their feet, they move out of their spot when they get to banach karam or during the avoda. You can't do that. The Chaz, he's in Shmoneh Esrei. Instead of having him step back from the Omid, which is what they were doing, so they were davening by the Omid, and then they would step back when it came time for Karvan. That's wrong. But rather, instead of davening by the regular Omid, he should have a shtender between him and where the Omid is. And then when it comes to the Avoda, they just remove the shtender and he has word about that. There's no need for him to step back. So now the it said over here that otherwise he shouldn't move except for if he's during the takanunim. So what's that about? The takanunim. So they're saying that in the parak of Elkan and Sor, and whatever he has extra over there, so then he can step out. Yeah, but otherwise, he's not allowed to step out. So what's referring to? If that's takanunim, so then he also can't just wantonly step out. But there be some valid need, so he can step back. So we go straight into Tachanun. So here we have what's going on. He didn't say the Gimel Psius yet. He didn't. So how is he allowed to sit down for Tachanun? How is he allowed to move around for the laning? If he gets called up for Ali or whatever it is. I guess he's laning. Even when you get to the Kaddish, so what do you see? That even though he didn't say since the Shmoneh Esrei is finished, even though he didn't say the 3 steps back, we're going to allow these Tzarech Mitzvah, and he's allowed to move away. So similarly, a person who's in Shmoneh Esrei, and Shmoneh Esrei is finished, he's in the last paragraph, he's allowed to move away, the Tzarech Mitzvah. The Mor says that Rabbi Akiva, when he would daven Shmoneh Esrei, he would bend and bow so many times, his feet would move from that movement of just the whole body would, you know, eventually the feet would rub, shift away. So much that if you start out in one corner, he'd end up in the opposite corner. So that is called a Tzarech Mitzvah. And therefore, we must learn the case of Rabbi Akiva was Hanam B'Tachunim Shalach Rat Tfilah. So Magen Rambam says, Rabbi Akiva had no heter to do that. I bow a lot, makes my feet move. So don't bow so much. You can't make a lot of make your feet move. The answer is during the Tachanunim, which that since it's Latzarach Mitzvah, so he daven better. He wants to be Korea better. Whatever he wants to do by doing that multiple times, so that would be considered Latzarach Mitzvah. He's allowed to, even though he's not actively moving away, but the fact that there's movement would be allowed. He finished everything, that whole paragraph. He doesn't say Yosef Shalom yet. So then, if he needs to move, he can move. They recovered him to Vina Malkano, and he just finished Manasseh. Shalom Cheshon Zel Ksas Mitzvah. They consider going up in the Oren is somewhat of a mitzvah. So he doesn't have time to take the three steps back, etc., because the receiver's waiting for him. So he's allowed to. He said the, and he just walks away from his spot and goes up to the beam, the Oren, and opens it up. Okay. He definitely should have said the Yerotzim before he does this.
Is he saying Yosef Shalom, or he's just going to go up to the hour now and say Yosef Shalom when he comes back or something?
Says Yosef Shalom when
he comes back.
Okay.
So that's what we should do in that situation. Then we should go ahead and we can finish Elokai Netzor. We had to step back in the middle of it for something, or an interruption.
He's saying we'd be stepping out basically. He's saying you're the case of that they have to open up the Oren. You just finished from last week. He doesn't step back and do the bowing, etc.
Well, he doesn't step back. He doesn't step out.
He just steps out and goes to the.
Okay.
As he's saying, we're being matur Akiras Raglov,
yep.
The Tzarech Mitzvah.
Yeah. So that's different from, for example, if a person's in Elokai Netzor and say they come up to a Kaddish or a. Something, modim or something that you could answer, but I think it's better to step back first. Then could you finish? I guess once you've stepped out, but you step back and you can just finish. In the middle of Elokai Netzor.
In the middle of Elokai Netzor, and they get to Kaddish or Kedusha,
right.
You haven't finished the whole paragraph.
Right.
So the Maisa will be passed, and since you're rogel to say the whole thing, that you shouldn't, you could, you already said Yidl Rotson beforehand. So you're allowed to answer. You don't have to necessarily.
I read somewhere that it's certainly mutar, but it's better to, maybe it's a makloch, it's better to step back before you answer. Whatever.
So if you have an option of finishing all of it, you should do that. So I don't think that if you're not going to finish the whole paragraph, that you have an issue to do
to
that.
Step back. All right, I'll see if I can.
Okay, please. Okay.
You know, if you can't, if you can't.